Robin Lawrence, Home Hacks on East Coast FM.
Okay, so this is about the spring cleaning type thing. Hopefully most of you got your Christmas decorations by now, away by now. Do you? I've still got mine in a couple of bags in the hall to go in the attic, still trying to sort myself out. And the Christmas tree didn't get cut up till yesterday. But anyway, we're getting there. So things that you can do to clean your home up in time for spring. Well, firstly, it's saying look at your winter wardrobe. It's going to be fresh in your mind. Any coats or jumpers you haven't worn in the last year? Gone. Donate. B2P. Whatever it is, get them down to the secondhand shop. That's the rule. If you haven't worn it in the last year, get rid of it. How to refresh your home on a budget? Paint. The most cost-effective way to transform a space, even if you do only one wall, or use it to upcycle a piece of furniture. They voted the best cleaning liquid, homemade, to be washing up liquid, white vinegar, bicarbonate of soda, or a splash of bleach. And that apparently is the thing that's going to get your home the cleanest. You could cut up some t-shirts into rags to use those for cleaning. One of the tips that we had last week that I did actually use and is brilliant is an old sock over your hand as you go, cleaning up to dust things at the same time. So you can get like between the slats of blinds and that type of thing. But you can just have it on your hand as you go and dust around. It's brilliant. Mm-hmm. Never thought of it before. Throw salt on any wine stains to soak up before vacuuming them dry, and dab rather than scrub with any stains. When you're boiling the kettle in the kitchen to tackle the washing up or whatever it is, after you've cleaned down the surfaces, wipe the cupboards, the fridge and the oven, then use the boil water to clean the bin and sink along with some essential oils. If you pour a couple of drops of that in the bin, then put the hot water in, it's going to smell lovely for ages.
Yeah, I have my bin buddy. It's a little tub of powdered stuff you put in the bin liner before you add stuff onto it, and it comes in all sorts of different scents. They're great, actually. Makes your kitchen smell amazing when you walk in. Also, there's one in the... Remember we were talking about the multicoloured chopping boards we have? So you've got the red one for meat and black one for veg, what have you. The white one had a stain on it. And no matter how much I washed it and ran it through the dishwasher, this stain remained. And I was like, how do I do this? So I went on to a couple of sites to try and figure out how to do this. And I found one that actually worked. So I sprinkled a bit of baking soda and salt on the chopping board.
Yeah.
And then chopped half a lemon and then just rubbed it and the stain disappeared. The stain has been annoying the hell out of me for months now. Yeah.
Wow. Well, that's interesting because that was one of these tips for the toilet. Lemon juice, vinegar and cola help with preventing any lime scale and get rid of those sort of stains. For the windows, washing up liquid in a bucket of hot water and then clean with a cloth and use a squeegee to finish. And then the other one they had here, which I thought was interesting, was instead of using on the floor, if you don't have any shake and vac or any of those type things, bicarbonate soda removes any sort of smells that may be lingering in a room. Sprinkle it on the carpet before you vacuum, and that's the way to have a nice smelling room.
There's one product I swear by in that regard. It's not an advertisement, but I will let people know that Zoflora is, as far as I'm concerned, amazing.
And it's not expensive either. That
is a really
good product, actually. It smells gorgeous and it gets a proper sparkle. Mm. Georgina recommended that to me before and it's a really great one.
Yeah, it's powerful as well. You don't really have to use that much of it. Yeah, you obviously dilute it with the water, but you don't have to use that much of it. Yeah. And the water turns this kind of creamy white colour. And I tell you, it lasts for days. You walk into your, wherever you've washed your floors, your wooden floors or your tiles.
You can still
smell it. The smell is amazing, yeah. Zoflora, that's called.
There you go. There's your top tips for today on Laura and Rob's Home Hacks.
Robin Laura's Home Hacks on East Coast FM.